Bill frowned heavily.
"Yes, but I don't see what you're getting at. Likely or not, we know he did do it."
"Of course he did. All I mean is that he must have had some strong reason for telling Mrs. Norbury at once. And the reason I suggest is that he knew on that morning, Monday morning, not Tuesday, that Robert was coming to see him, and had to be in first with the news."
But...
"And that would explain the other point, his instantaneous decision at breakfast to tell you all about his brother. It wasn't instantaneous. He knew on Monday that Robert was coming, and decided then that you would all have to know."
"Then how do you explain the letter?"
"Well, let's have a look at it." Antony took the letter from his pocket and spread it out on the grass between them. "Mark, your loving brother is coming to see you tomorrow, all the way from Australia. I give you warning so that you will be able to conceal your surprise, but not, I hope, your pleasure. Expect him at 3, or thereabouts." "No date mentioned, you see," said Antony. "Just tomorrow."
"But he got this on Tuesday."
"Did he?"
"Well, he read it out to us on Tuesday."
"Oh, yes, he read it out to you.